I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Monday, December 27th, 2021. When I started this podcast a few years ago during the pandemic, it was based on providing information about the social psychology of COVID lockdowns at the time, and also baseball. And the baseball part was very popular, and I've gotten away from that. I haven't talked much about baseball in a long time. It's the Major League offseason. There's a looming lockout, or I guess the lockout's in effect right now. Hopefully it doesn't affect the baseball season. I'm looking forward to getting back to baseball season as quickly as possible. So I watch a lot of Major League Baseball Network programming in the off season. They have documentaries, they have old games, they have things that would really only appeal to people like me. But today I watched some of the 1997 National League Championship Series, Game 5. It was Greg Maddux pitching against Levon Hernandez. Maddux in his prime, Hernandez at the beginning of his 17-year career. At the very beginning, Hernandez struck out 15 from the mound. You had Bobby Cox and Jim Leland managing against each other. You had Jim Leland making decisions like sending Levon Hernandez out in the eighth inning to bunt, definitely demonstrating he was going to put him back out for the ninth. You had Bob Uecker, Bob Costas, and Joe Morgan in the booth, which is just a tremendous team to listen to. Listen to their analysis of umpires, their breakdown of a center fielder losing his contacts with a wall collision, and then them putting in an extremely young, unknown Andrew Jones to finish out the game in center field. You had Gary Sheffield, Bobby Bonilla. You had that superstar team that the Marlins had put together to win a World Series right before their first big fire sale that they sold it. And of course, you had Charles Johnson, who had a tremendous arm. He was one of the best defenders in baseball at the time, throwing out base stealer Kenny Lofton because Edgar Renteria dropped his knee and blocked his hand from the bag, allowing him to get the tag. And of course, the breakdown that you get from Bob Uecker and Bob Costas and Joe Morgan on these types of things. Also been watching a lot of baseball movies that come on. Naked Gun, you got Reggie Jackson trying to kill the Queen. You've got a Field of Dreams, which is always a classic and one of my favorites. So there's lots of good things to do in the offseason, but it's no substitute for a regular Major League Baseball season and playoffs. So I hope we get back to that pretty quickly.